from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. to increase troops in Afghanistan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said today that he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
Meanwhile, in Kandahar City, Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani seems upbeat in the wake of the United States' new commitment. He said, I have a clear message to all oppositions. You are not going to win militarily. Join peace and accept my peaceful invitation. In an evening address from a military base outside of Washington, President Trump said he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan. Top U.S. defense officials are pushing back against allegations of a significant spike in the number of civilian casualties in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 100 civilians have been killed in coalition airstrikes over the past 48 hours. That number includes at least 42 people, many of them, 19 of them children. The commander of the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State terror group says the air campaign has intensified. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq on Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed the security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted that ISIS's days are numbered. As the Iraqi military gets its campaign underway to regain one of the last ISIS strongholds in Tal Afar, in Switzerland, the spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, urged Iraq's government to do more to help thousands of women and girls caught in the crossfire.
Women and girls under the control of ISIL, in particular women from the Yazidi and other minority communities, have been especially vulnerable to abuses of human rights and violation of international humanitarian law, including rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, deprivation of liberty, slavery, forced religious conversion, and cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for the other missing sailors continues. Swift spoke to reporters.
From my visit in John S. McCain today, I can tell you that she has sustained significant damage to her port side aft. The flooding was halted, but the extent of the damage is still being determined.
Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the John S. McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said some sleeping areas and communication rooms were flooded as a result. North Korea is warning of ruthless retaliation over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills underway on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement Friday, the North Korean military said it would carry out a merciless retaliation and unsparing punishment in response to the drills, a 10-day exercise that began Monday on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea normally uses provocative rhetoric or conducts military weapons tests during the annual exercises, but Pyongyang's rhetoric this year is more heated than usual. A suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court on Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Huli Kamlal was the first of four suspects to testify Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.